Our shiur today is Masechta Beis Daf Yud Beis, and we're going to begin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. The mission that we had learned, the last mission we had learned in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we had learned about a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if one may open and close shutters of they had by the stores, that they would open and put the items from the store on the shutters and then sell them, not really regular selling as we discussed yesterday, on Yontif. Says our Gemara, Masnisin Dlakaitana. The version of the Machlaikis that we learned in our Mishnah is not the same way Rav Shimon ben Elazar explained the Machlaikis. The Tanya Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Maidim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree, Shimon's Halkanus Atresim Beyontif, that to open up the shutters from these booths is permissible on Yontif. Le'nechleku, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, unlike our Mishnah, the Machlekes is Ela L'Hachzer, if one could put the shutters back. Shebei Shammai Amrei Machzirim, Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to put the shutters back. Beis Hillel Amrei Af Machzirim, you could even put the shutters back too. However, continues the Braisa, B'medvar Mamurim, when is there Machlekes, B'sheyesh Lam Tzir, when these shutters have hinges, and the Gemara will explain this all in a moment. Ava ein lahem tzir, if the shutters do not have hinges, tereyakam mutter. Everybody will agree that the shutters may be replaced on Yontif. For Tanya, ask the Gemara, we learned a different brayse. It said, b'dmadvar memurim b'she'ein lahem tzir, when they have no hinges. Ava yesh lahem tzir, but if they have hinges, tereyakam also everybody will agree that they may not be replaced. Explains the Gemara. So just to put everything into a frame of reference. And we're going to learn the Gemara the way the Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemara. According to the Gemara at this point, Beis Shammai agrees, and certainly Beis Hillel, that to take off the shutters, you may do that on Yontif. Why? Simchas Yontif. We want to have a Simchas Yontif. We want them to be able to get the items that are in the stores available to them. That's why the shutters may be opened on Yontif. The discussion here is regarding replacing the shutters back. So if they have no hinges on them, so there's nothing wrong being done, and both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will certainly agree that they may be replaced on Yontif. In fact, the Mefarshim explain that even shutters not of stores. You know, when we speak about the stores, we speak about Simchas Yontif, when one should be able to get the materials in the store. But even if it's not of a store, let's say it's in the house, you have a box with this kind of a shutter, the Mefarshim, and they say that's Pshat and the Rambam, say both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree they could be put back on. The discussion here, and they even go a step further, it's Machloikis HaChroinim, that let's say it's a shutter of something that's connected to the ground. So when you're talking about something connected to the ground, there's much more of a question of binyan v'stira. Still, since these shutters have no hinges, you may replace them. Some say if it's connected to the ground, we're more machmer. Most, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, are makel. What would be the best example if we wanted to bring it into our world? Let's say somebody had a door frame, and he had a door. And he didn't want to put the hinges on the door on the hinges. He just wanted to take the door and put it by the door frame. So you're allowed to do that. The machlokes here is putting back the shutter when there are hinges. Says the Gemara. Ki pligi b'sheyesh lan tzir be'emtzo. Usually the hinges are one on top and one on bottom. So if the hinges are one on top and one on bottom, again, the Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemara this way. Everybody agrees that that door may not be replaced. Why? According to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai subscribes to Yesh Binyan V'Stira B'Kalim, even if the booth is not connected to the ground, Beis Shammai says we could have a real Binyan V'Stira here, and therefore you can't put the door onto those hinges. But says the Pnei Yeshua, even Beis Hillel, that holds Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kalim, so we don't have a Shaila of a Deraisa here, still, he holds that if there's a regular hinge on top and a regular hinge on bottom, we can't put that door on. For two reasons. Either because it's doimel binyan, even if it's not actually binyan, it's very similar, or because we're concerned shema yitaka. When fitting the door onto those hinges, you may press the hinges in, and that is called makabe patish, and that's why Beis Hillel will agree that you're not allowed to replace that door with the hinge. When the machlokes is, if there's only one hinge in the middle, which is not the usual case. Masover, Beis Shammai holds, Gazrin and Tzir be'emtso, or the Tzir min atzad. Since according to Beis Shammai, when there are hinges on top and the bottom, we have a malacha deraisa on our hands. So therefore, even when there's a hinge in the middle, so it's a gzeira that we shouldn't replace it. Or Masover, Beis Hillel holds, loy Gazrin. Why? Because according to Beis Hillel, as we just explained a moment ago, even when there are two hinges on top and bottom, it's not a deraisa, it's a drabonim. So, yes, Beis Hillel says you should not put a door into such hinges. But if you would then make a gzeira when there's only a hinge in the middle, it'll be a gzeira l'gzeira, and that's why Beis Hillel will not forbid replacing a door on a shutter door to a booth that only has a hinge in the middle, not on top and bottom. Just one obvious question. We're talking about hinges, we're talking about doors, so how are we allowed to open and close our doors? So the answer is very obvious. When we speak about hinges and doors, is when you have to put the door into the hinges. When we open and close the door, we don't have to put the door into the hinges. They're already on the hinges, obviously, and we want to keep it that way. That's why there's no shaila or binyan in opening and closing a door, even if it has hinges on top and bottom, like they hopefully do. The next Mishnah begins to discuss one of the fundamental aspects of Hilchos Yontif. We know that what makes Yontif, as far as Malacha, different than Shabbos, is that on Yontif we're allowed to do Malacha Eichel Nefesh. The Torah says, Achash Yochel Chal Nefesh, anything that we need to prepare food, and we define what it says in the Torah, may be done on Yontif. The beautiful word from the Meshech Chachma, who explains why Shabbos different than Yontif. He says, there's certain mitzvahs that are ben Adam L'mokim, and certain mitzvahs that are ben Adam L'chaveroi. He says that's the way to understand the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. The purpose of Shabbos, says the Meshech Chachma, is for a Jew to reconnect with God. All week we're busy with whatever we do. Shabbos, we sit, we're supposed to daven, we're supposed to learn. And he says, really, the Pasuk says it. The Pasuk says regarding Shabbos, Al yetzei ish m'mekaymai. A person shouldn't spend Shabbos going around. He should spend Shabbos learning, davening, connecting to God. Yontif, on the other hand, the purpose of Yontif is to connect with each other. For Jews to connect with each other. How do we connect it? How do Jews connect with each other? Through eating a meal. A Sudas Yontif. So that's why, says the Meshech Chachma, Melachas Eichel Nefesh is mutter on Yontif and not mutter on Shabbos. But, so certainly, nobody could disagree over this point. It's a pasuk in the Torah. To do something to prepare a meal is mutter on Yontif. The question is, how far do we expand that concept? Says Beis Shammai, Oimrim, Emetzin lois a katan v'lois a lulav v'lois sefer Torah. What are we allowed to do on Yontif? We're allowed to do Eichel Nefesh. But carrying a sefer Torah, carrying a lulav, it's not for a meal. Beis Shammai doesn't allow us to do it. Or Beis Hillel matirim, Beis Hillel allow. Why? So now we encounter a very important concept. That concept is called Metoich Shehutra L'Tzayrich Hutra Namish Shalai L'Tzayrich. Since Eichel Nefesh, since we're allowed to do Melachis for Eichel Nefesh, tells us Beis Hillel, even when it's not for Eichel Nefesh, we still may do the Melacha. The Farshim point out, why did the Mishnah choose these examples? In Beis Shammai telling us that you're not allowed to do certain things on Yontif. So the Farshim say, all these have a mitzvah aspect to him. So we would think that Beis Shammai maybe would be Mekel, tells us Beis Shammai, since they're not Eichel Nefesh, it's not Mutter. In fact, there's an interesting question from the Turi Evin. According to Beis Shammai, as the Mishnah says explicitly, you're not allowed to carry your lulav to shul on Yontif. It's not Eichel Nefesh. I asked the Turi Evin, so why didn't Chazal say that you shouldn't take a lulav on Yontif? On Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a lulav because you're not allowed to carry the lulav. We're worried Shemi Yavarenu. So Yontif, you're also not allowed to carry the lulav. So according to Beis Shammai, they should have made a gzeira that you're not allowed to take a lulav on Yontif. So Tori Evans says, by right, they probably should have made such a gzeira. But then El Kamata, you'll never take a lulav. The whole point of Sukkot is to take the Dalaminim, and on Yontif, you'll never have an opportunity to take the Dalaminim. So even though maybe conceptually, according to Beis Shammai, they should have made such a gzeira, it didn't work practically. And Beis Hillel holds a mitaych. So the Ksav Sofer, in trying to understand this concept of what is mutter on Yontif, according to Beis Hillel, the way we hold, asks the question. He says, when we look at something being mutter on Yontif, do we look at the actual malacha, or do we look at the goal? Let me explain what I mean. The halacha is that something's mutter for Eichel Nefesh if it's a Dov HaShav Kol Nefesh. Everybody would want to do something like this. That's why the question comes up, taking medicine. Are you allowed to take medicine on Yontif? A sick person needs to take medicine. Healthy people, Baruch Hashem, don't have to take medicine. So there may be aspects of so if you should not be allowed to take medicine. On the other hand, everybody wants to be healthy. The healthy person doesn't need medicine to be healthy. The sick person, unfortunately, needs the medicine to be healthy. Says the Ksav Sofer, there's a proof from our Mishnah that when determining if a malacha is mutter or not, we don't look at the actual malacha, we look at the goal. Because what's one of the examples that our Mishnah says you're allowed to do on Yontif? Carrying the lulav. Now, carrying the lulav is only a mitzvah for men. Dalaminim is a mitzvah of Seishas Magrama. So if we look at the actual malacha, it's not a malacha that is a mitzvah for everyone. So why is a mutter? Is the answer, because the tachlis, the goal, is to be mekayim a mitzvah. So this may be a mitzvah for men, not for women. So he says, from here we see that we don't look at the actual malacha, we look at the goal. And if it's a goal, that it's a goal that everybody wants to achieve, such a malacha may be done on Yontif. That's why he says you're allowed to take medicine on Yontif, even though the healthy person will not need it. But it's a goal that everybody has to take medicine. He asks another shaila. He asks, are you allowed to put on Yontif b'sayisker? So if it's not Shabbos, are you allowed to put on a yahrzeit candle when you go to Yisker? It's only something that somebody who Nebuch doesn't have parents would do. So he says, but since it's a goal that everyone has, so the person whose parents unfortunately aren't alive, he's Mekayim Kibud Av Ve'Em, but he's putting on the yahrzeit candle. But the person who Baruch Hashem has parents also has the goal that he wants to be Mekabud Av Ve'Em. So that's why he says you could put on a yahrzeit candle on Yontif. But as we get in to beginning the Gemara, there's a very fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, in understanding the concept of mitoich. It's not as relevant halach l'maisa as it is relevant in understanding the Gemara. The Mishnah clearly tells us, the mitoich, the Beis Hillel tells us, mitoich shutru malach l'tzarech ha'cha nefesh, shutru nami shloi l'tzarech. That's why, says the Mishnah, that if you carry the lulav, even though it has no meal preparation involved. Asks, but what's going to be if there's no tzorich? What's the best example? People don't even think about this. The best example is, are you allowed to carry your car keys on Yontif? You're not allowed to. Because even though our mission is teaching us, it means it doesn't have to be a tzorich eichel nefesh, but it has to have a tzorich. You have no need in carrying your car keys. You can't open your car. You can't drive your car. So you're not allowed to carry your car keys on Yontif. According to Tosfos, if you carried your car keys, you're over malacha deraisa. According to Rashi, Metoich teaches us, Metoich shotru l'tzoyruch, hotru nami shaloi l'tzoyruch. So Rashi has a very broad definition in Beis Hillel. Anything that's mutter because of eichel nefesh, there's never nisa deraisa. So if you're carrying something that you have no need for, your car keys, there is no malacha deraisa, it's only us the rabbonim. So both Rashi and Tosfos will agree you're not allowed to carry them. Just according to Rashi, you're over the Rabbanan if you carry them. According to Tosfos, you're over a Daraisa. And I'll give you an example that happens to show the difference, halacha l'maisa, between Rashi and Tosfos. The question comes up in carrying home your machzor from shul on Yontif. So to carry the machzor to shul, everybody will agree. Hopefully you're carrying it for a tzarech because you're going to daven. But the question now is, taking him at home. So, Bashkof Rishayna, Rashi and Tosfos should both agree that you're not allowed to carry it home. Because you don't need the machzor at home, you already davened. But according to Rashi, it's only a derabbanan. Because we just said the Rashi says that if you're doing something for no purpose at all, it's only an issur derabbanan. In yesterday's shiur we learned that when something is only a derabbanan, there's a concept of yitiru soifin mishum tchilasin. We allow you to do something, otherwise you won't do it in the first place. So if somebody is not going to be comfortable in leaving his machzor in shul, so Rashi will let him carry it home. Because carrying it home is only derabbanan. We want him to be able to carry the machzor to shul, because we'd rather he daven than talk. And that's why Rashi says, carry your machzor home. According to Tosfos, carrying your machzor home is an issur d'oraisa. We don't say yitiru soifin mishum tchilasin for issur d'oraisa. So you would not be allowed to carry your machzor home, unless when you bring the machzor home, you'll actually use it. If you open it up and use it to say kiddush, so then you're carrying it for a purpose, and then Tosfos will agree you're allowed to carry it home. I did see that the Paiskim that want to say, according to Tosfos, you could carry it home, since we always have a concept of hoyel, that I may use it, so you're carrying it home because you may use the machzor for kiddush. That is already enough of a reason to say that you're carrying it l'tzayrich, and then if you actually don't end up using it, it still isn't usur. But certainly the right thing to do if somebody's carrying his machzor home is he should actually use it to say kiddush. The question that gets a little more complicated is carrying your talus home. A machzor you could use at home because you could use it to say kiddush. A talus you don't need at home. So how could you carry a talus home, according to Tosfos for sure, after davening on Yontif? Tana Tanaka made Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. There's a brayis that was taught. Hashachar oilus nedava b'yontif. If somebody shechs an oilus nedava on Yontif, which this carbon may not be brought, why may it not be brought? Because on Yontif oilus chayva, the oilus that we have to bring abroad, the shlomim that we get a portion are eaten, oilus nedava is not brought on Yontif. So somebody does that, he's loika. Amlach amlach man. Who is the author of this brayisa? Beshamihi. The Amri who hold loy amrin mitach shotru tzarich. Who does not say that since something is mutal tzayrich, it's also mutal shloy tzayrich. D base Hillel, if we're going to follow base Hillel's shita, harmi they hold mutal shotro tzal tzayrich, hotru nami shloy tzayrich. That everything that's mutter is mutter. So here too, hachanami, even though we're shechting a carbon that should not be brought on yontif, why don't we say the mutal shotro shichita tzayrich, hotru nami shloy tzayrich? Since we don't say that, since the Bryce is saying we don't apply this concept, it's a raya that this Bryce is like Beis Shammai. Because according to Beis Hillel, we should apply mitoich. So the way the Rishonim explain, according to Rashi, it's very easy to understand this Bryce. Because according to Rashi, we apply mitoich midoraisa under all circumstances. So even though there's no purpose served in bringing this carbon, you still say mitoich. How would Tosfos explain it according to his position? So Tosfos says, a person who brings a carbon, even if he shouldn't have brought the carbon, was mekayim a mitzvah. And the mizbeach had a carbon on it. That's already enough that it should be considered some sort of a tzayrich that is not over the raisa. Maskla Rabba asks Rabba, memay de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ba'apligi, who tells you to explain that the machloikas of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in our Mishnah evolves around the concept, do we or don't we say mitoich? Perhaps, Dilma be'erev ha'etzol l'Shabbos ve'erev ha'etzol yontkum afki. Perhaps their machlokes is entirely different machlokes. Their machlokes is although all the malachas that are asur on Shabbos are asur on yontif, there's one exception. Beis Hillel will tell us that on yontif you're allowed to carry, and that's why the Mishnah tells us Beis Hillel matirim. Beis Hillel allow you to carry. There's no issur of carrying, and Beis Shammai hold you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. And therefore the Mishnah says he can't carry these items. According to this explanation, nobody holds a mitoich, and therefore everybody will agree that if you bring an oilus nedava, you are leika, because there's no concept of mitoich. Says the Gemara, that will say, maybe lame the b'hop, lame, dilma be'erev etzol shabbos, vein erev etzol yontekim afki, mar sova. Beis Shammai will hold Erev Tzol, Shabbos Erev Tzol Yontif. Just like you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry in Yontif. How does Erev got in here? Because we know that Erev is connected to carrying. Because why did Chazal make up this invention of Erev? Because you're not allowed to carry. Well, Masover, Beis Hillel will hold Erev Tzol Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos. Then Erev Tzol Yontif. And Beis Hillel will have a pasuk in Yirmiyah backing up his contention. Don't carry on Shabbos. On Shabbos you're not allowed to carry. And it has nothing to do with Mitoich. Maskula, Rav Yosef, asks Rav Yosef, how could you say that the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is around, is carrying permitted or not permitted? And the Rishonim explain, why should carrying be different than every melacha? According to this Gemara, every melacha is the same Shabbos Yontav, unless it's Oichel Nefesh, besides carrying. Carrying is totally permitted according to Beis Hillel. Why is carrying different? So they say, we remember Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, Da Beis Amin Aleph. Tosfos says that carrying is called a melacha geruah. It's a difficult melacha to understand. Why? Because the halacha is, midaraisa, you could carry this whole big table in your house the whole day Shabbos, and you weren't over the Raisa. If you carry a small pin from inside your house to outside, chayv skila. So it's a difficult melacha to fathom. That's why Hatzah is the exception to the rule. Says Rabbi Yosef, I'll prove to you that that can't be the machlokes. Maskula Rabbi Yosef, el ma'ata lifl gubavonim. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is as follows. We know that stones are muks on Shabbos. Stones are muks and machmas gofai. Explains Rashi, why did Chazal make this rule of muksa? Why did they make this rule of muksa? So Rashi explains that the reason they made this rule is because if you'll be allowed to carry a lot of items on Shabbos, you may come to carry. So Chazal limited what you're allowed to carry. In fact, Rashi makes a very interesting observation. Rashi says, if we follow this line of reasoning, you should not be allowed to carry, touch anything on Shabbos. Everything should be muksa. But that's something that you can't live with. How are you going to eat? If you can't touch a fork, you can't touch a spoon, how are you supposed to eat? So that's why something that's necessary, a klish melachta leheter, may be moved. Anything else, Chazal said, cannot be moved on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, if according to Beis Hillel, there's no rule of carrying on Yontif, that's how we're going to understand our Mishnah. Everything can be carried on Yontif. Ain't Erev Tzol Shabbos L'Yontif. You could carry everything on Yontif. So then why is there a concept of Muksa? We spent so much time at the beginning of this Masechta saying there's a rule of Muksa on Yontif. Muksa is tied to carrying. If there's no Issa carrying, there should be no Issa Muksa. Yet we know there is an Issa Muksa. So it's a proof that carrying is Osur on Yontif. And what is the Machlaikas of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel on the Mishnah? Mitoich. According to Beis Hillel, you should be allowed to carry muksa on Yontif. Since they don't argue about avonim, the machlokes is regarding mitoich. So asks Rashi, but now we need to understand the pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says, and we made a diik, not we, the Gemara, that only in Shabbos, not in Yontif. But the way we're understanding now, on Yontif you're not allowed to carry either. So why did Yirmiyah only talk about Shabbos? He should have said, you're not allowed to carry Shabbos or Yontif. So Rashi says, and every rabbi can relate to this, when you say a speech, you can't say everything. You have to pick the main issues. Carrying on Shabbos is certainly a lot more of an issur than carrying on Yontif. Because carrying on Yontif, we have Oichel Nefesh and we have Mitoich. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. So when Yirmiyah was giving Musa to Klal Yisrael, he picked what was more of an important issue, and that's why he spoke about Shabbos. Not to mean, however, that you're allowed to carry on Yontif. In fact, based on this Gemara, the Erev that's created in a community is not only for Shabbos. It's for Yontif also. Because since we're learning now, you're not allowed to carry only what you need to carry. So how could you, the Erev you need for Yontif to carry every item, just the place can say that when one is creating an Erev Chatzeris, he should create it for Shabbos and include Yontif, not create it for Yontif and include Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Vaf Rabbi Yochanan Sover, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that what is the machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? That is the concept of the machlokus. The Tanakhanaka made Rabbi Yochanan. Hanvashel Giranosha b'chol b'yontav. If somebody cooks in the Giranosha, which you know you're not allowed to eat, in chol b'yontav, v'oichle, and then he consumes it, loik chomesh, he will get malchus 5 times. Loik v'vashel gid, he gets malchus for cooking the Giranosha. Cooking is a av malacha. V'loik mishum oichle gid, we know you're not allowed to eat the Giranosha. V'loik mishum vashel bas b'cholav. The Torah says loik v'vashel gidi. There's a specific iser of cooking bas b'chalav. Loika mishum oichel bas b'chalav. You're eating the giranosh that was cooked in the milk. And the Gemara Masechta Chulin describes why there's no issue of iser chalal iser. It's not for today. For loika mishum avara, you get malchus for making a fire. Amalei. So when this brisa was taught in the yeshiva, he said puk tani levra. Puktani levra is always the language the Gemara uses when you said something incorrectly. Havaru bishlein mishnah. This that you said that he will get malchus for making a fire, or get malchus for cooking, it's incorrect. Why? Because we have a concept of mitoich, and this person made a fire. Mitoich shotu l'tzarech, chotu nam shloi l'tzarech. Vimtaim tzeloim mishnah. If you're going to say that it is, it's only going according to Beis Shammai. The Amri who hold, Loi Amri Mitoch Shotra Tzol Tzorech, Hotru Nami Shloi Tzorech, and that's why they'll also say, Hoch Nami Loi Mrinan, Beshami will not agree to say, the Mitoch Shotra Avol Tzorech, Hotru Nami Shloi Tzorech. Dibis Hillel, because if we're going to say it's going according to Beis Hillel, Kivin the Amri Mitoch Shotra Tzol Tzorech, just like they say, you're allowed to carry Tzorech Arkel Nefesh, Hotru Nami Shloi Tzorech, you're allowed to carry also not Tzorech Arkel Nefesh, Hoch Nami Beis Hillel will tell us, since you're allowed to make a fire when you need to, and you shouldn't get malchus for making this fire. That's why Beis Hillel will say you don't get malchus. So ask Tosfos on himself a gevaldige kasha. And the answer is even a bigger chiddush. Tosfos says that if you do a malacha, going back to our introduction, that has no purpose at all, over the raisa. This person that cooked and made a fire for the Giran Nosh B'cholov, there's no purpose. So even if you hold a mitoich, ask Taisvis, there's no tzairich here. So why are you not chayiv malchus? So the Rishash actually says, this Gemara is what pushed Rashi into his position of saying that even when there's no tzairich at all, there's no issa d'raisa. Because if there is no tzairich at all, there's an issa d'raisa, so why is there no issa d'raisa here? What he's doing has no purpose. He's cooking giranosha b'chalav. But according to Taisvis, ask Taisvis on himself, that if there's no purpose at all, even Beis Hillel agrees, there's a chiyuv d'raisa, so why over here is no chiyuv d'raisa? Answers Taisvis, a very b'chiddush. Of course it's also to cook giranosha b'chalav. Of course it's also to eat giranosha b'chalav. But this person, you could call him a shegetz, is doing it and is eating it. For him it's a tzairich. This is his meal. We're not going to give him a hechshur on this meal, hopefully. And we're not going to tell him he's doing the right thing. But we can't call it shaloi letzairich. Because it is letzairich. This is what he wants to eat. And that's why it's not issa d'raisa. It is shavuol nefesh. Food eating is shavuol chol nefesh. We go with the tachlis, as we said at the beginning. And this is the tachlis. I saw a very interesting shaila, halacha l'maisa. Now that we're limiting, and we're saying that mitoch shutu l'tzarech chutu nam shloi l'tzarech, but it has to be some tzarech, what would be the halacha if you're allowed to have achnosa sefer Torah on Yontif? Carrying achnosa sefer Torah, at least in a community where there's no Erev, involves carrying. Is that mutter? There's no oichel nefesh, and it may not be a davar shavuol chol nefesh. Many poiskim, I saw from Yehuda Osad, I saw from other poiskim, were machmer not to have, the Mir Emes also held this way, not to have achnosa sefer Torah on Yontif. They said there are a lot of people that give a sefer Torah around Simchas Torah time or Shavuos time. They said you should give it on Chol Hamoed, you should give it during Chodesh Sivan, but not on Yontif. Says the Mishnah. Just a word of introduction to this Mishnah. when we make a dough, this halacha we already learned in this Masechta, when we make a dough, we have to remove challah. The halacha is that if you make a dough on Yontif, you're allowed to remove the challah on Yontif. Why? Simple. You're not allowed to eat the bread if the challah isn't removed. We set an eitz and challah is chutzlarts. But the right thing is, until the challah is removed, you can't eat that dough, you can't eat that bread, you can't eat that cake. So you're allowed to take challah on Yontif. When we shecht a behema, there are certain parts of the animal, zroya, l'chayim, v'keiva, that have to be given to the kohen, matnas kuna. The halacha is that those parts may be given to a kohen even on Yontif. And I saw two reasons. One is because Chazal were concerned that if you're not going to give it to him on Yontif, you may forget to give it to him, you just eat it yourself. Or another reason is that since the halacha is that you're allowed to eat from behema if the matnas kuhuna weren't given, so it's not called tikkun. You haven't accomplished anything when you do it, because you could have asked, what's the Israel? It's tikkun. There's no tikkun here. Then we know that from produce, you have to give truma. Discussed it many times. The halacha is that on Yontif, you're not allowed to be mafresh truma. We discussed this earlier. And there are two reasons the Rishonim give why you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yontif. One is because it's tikkun. Till you took it off, you weren't allowed to eat it. And here, by the truma, you don't have the same heta you had by the dough. The dough you made on Yontif. So you couldn't take off the challah before Yontif. There was no dough. But by the truma, the produce you had before Yontif. So to avoid tikkun, you should have done it before Yontif. Or another reason the Rishonim give why you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yontif is because it's like you're being magdish. The portion that becomes a truma is like hegdish. There are very specific rules. A zor is not allowed to eat from it. Other rules, a kohen that's tameh is not allowed to eat from it. So it's like you're being magdish. And in Yontif, you're not allowed to be magdish. Says the Mishnah. B'shama imrim, eim alichim chalo matanis l'kohen b'yontif. You're not allowed to deliver chalo or matanis from the behemoth to kohen b'yontif. Bein shohurma me'emes, whether they were already separated before Yontif, bein shurim mehayoyim, or it is separated on Yontif. Or beisil matirim, beisil say, you may. Omelam beis shamai, so beis shamai, to strengthen his position, says gzeru shava. Like the Rishonim explained, this is not the word gzeru shava we're usually accustomed to. Gzeru shava means that that's one of the yud gimel midas shatar in the dreshes behen, that when we have two words that are similar, we learn one from the other. Here he's using it as a borrowed concept. Gzeir Shavah means let's compare. And he says like this, Chala umatonos, matana l'koin. The chala portion of the dough, the matnas kuhuna of the behema, are matana l'koin. The truma matana l'koin. And truma is matana to the koin. Kshem sh'em alichem is a truma. Just like we're not allowed to deliver truma to a koin on Yontif. And Taisa says, not only are we not allowed to deliver it to a koin, but a koin is not allowed to come to our house and pick up his share of truma. Kach ein malichnas matanis. So too may the challah portion or the matnas kuna portion not be delivered to the kohen on Yontif. Amram Beisil says your comparison is flawed. Im amartim betruma. If by truma I agree you cannot deliver it on Yontif, shen ezakeh b'haramasa. Because the halacha is you're not allowed to be mafresh, as we just said in our introduction, truma on Yontif. Time of matanis. Well, however, challah and the matnas kuna of the behema shazak baramason, that you are allowed to separate, and that's why Beisil says since you're allowed to separate it, you're also allowed to deliver it. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks the why when we give a kohen, according to Beisil, we're certainly allowed to give him challah, we're certainly allowed to give him matnas kuna of a behema, isn't considered mekach chumemkar. The halach is you're not allowed to do business, you're not allowed to do a financial transaction on Yontif. So why, when I give a kohen, the challah is not considered mekach memkar? So the Rav Kivega says a very basic concept. He says, mekach you're not supposed to give matan either. You know, so he says, and the answer is the same, the way you described the question. The mekach memkar or matana means there's a giver and a taker, a seller and a buyer. When I give a kohen matnas kuhuna, I'm not giving something that belongs to me. The challah doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the kohen. Mecha Chumemka says Rabbi Akiva Eiger is only possible when I'm giving something that belongs to me to someone else. Here, I'm not giving something that really belongs to me, so there's no Isra Mecha Chumemka or Matana. It's not a Kenyan, because a Kenyan, by definition, means a buyer and a seller. There's no seller. So you can't have a Kenyan without a seller. That's actually business law also. You can't have a sale without a buyer and a seller, I think.
Is a Kenyan to the whole Kahani when he's Bavara, which color?
So that Birur doesn't make it into a Mecha Chumemka. Says the Gemara. Kusak Daitach, in understanding the Mishnah, we understand that Beshamai holds, Shehurma Mehayoyim, that even the challah that was separated on Yontif, which we explained before, may be done. V'shnishchta ma'ayoyim, the matnas kuna of the behemoth that was slaughtered on Yontif. V'shahurma ma'emes, or the challah that was separated before Yontif. V'shnishchta ma'emes, all of those, according to Beis Shammai, may not be given to a kohen on Yontif. Says the Gemara, Mani masnisen, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Loi Reb Yossi v'loi Reb Yehuda. It's not the way Reb Yossi explains the machlokes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, nor is it the way Reb Yehuda explains the machlokes el Achayim. It's the way Achayim explained the machlokes. The Tanya. Om Reb Yehuda. Loi nechalku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel amatana shorma me'erev yontif shemelichem amatana shorma me'ayoyim. Says Reb Yehuda, Beis Shammai agrees that if you had matanas, if you had challah that was separated on yontif, that challah may be given to the Kohen, and then you could also include the challah you had from yesterday. If you only have challah from before Yontif, that's where Yehuda says, you're not allowed to give that to the Kohen, you may. And what is the basis for Beis Shammai's position, says Rabbi Yehuda, Don chal matonis, matana l'koyin, that these are both examples of matana l'koyin, but truma is matana l'koyin. Kshem she'em elichnas a truma, just like you're not allowed to take truma to the koyin, kach em elichnas a matonis. And the only time you have truma is truma from before Yontif, because on Yontif we can't take truma. And that they still responds to Beis Shammai, Amalem loy. In a matan b'truma, truma you can't take to the kohen on yontif, shen ezakeh b'ramasa, because you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on yontif. Tamru b'matanis, however matanis, shezakeh b'marasa, since you could take him on yontif, you could separate them on yontif, you could take him to the kohen, and they sell the holes, not only the matanis and the challah that you got on yontif, but even the ones you have from before yontif. So according to Rabbi Yehuda's version, you're allowed to take, according to Beis Shammai, sometimes challah and matnas kuna to the kohen. The way we understood Beis Shammai in the Mishnah, you're never allowed to. So that's why our understanding of the Mishnah doesn't coincide with Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Shammai. Now we have Rabbi Yossi's understanding. Rabbi Yossi is even more mekel. According to Rabbi Yossi, Beis Shammai will hold, you're always allowed to take challah to a kohen. Even the challah that you have from before Yontif. Even the matnas kuna that you have from before Yontif. Loi nechalku ela truma. The machlokes is limited to truma. Shebei Shammai emir ein melichin. Truma you're not allowed to take to the kohen. Obei Selah emir melichin. And what's the basis of the machlokes? V'kachoy yebei Selah donim. Chal matanas matana l'kohen. Chal matanas are matana to the kohen. V'chum matana l'kohen. Says Beis Hillel. Kshem shemelichas matanas, just like according to this version, everybody agrees that matanas may be delivered on yontif, kach melichnas matruma. Amalam Beis Shammai, so Beis Shammai disagrees. Loi, imimat matanas shazake baramosin. Matanas, Beis Shammai, you're allowed to separate in yontif. That's why they're allowed to be delivered on yontif. Taim matruma, shen zake baramosin. So this version certainly doesn't coincide with our understanding of the Mishnah. Because this version says that according to Beis Shammai, challah, matnas kuna of the behema, could always be delivered to the Kohen. Our understanding was that Beis Shammai says they can never be delivered. But now we have Achayim's understanding of the Machlokes. They both agree that you're not allowed to take truma. Machlokes is only regarding matanas. You're not allowed to carry matanis. Any matanis. Both that are there from before Yontif and those that are there on Yontif. That you're allowed to. So Lema, says the Gemara, at first glance, it seems that our Mishnah is Acherim Hivalei Rabbi Yehuda. That doesn't allow, according to Beis Shammai, anything to be delivered on Yontif. Amar Rava, says Rava, who said that our understanding of the Mishnah is correct? Miktani Shuhur Me'ayoyim V'Shnishtu Me'ayoyim. Does our Mishnah specify that the matanis that we hear from today may not be taken? Shahur Miktani. It's talking about from before. Ulo'ilom Shchitasim Emes. So now Rav is changing our understanding of the Mishnah. And Rav is saying that when Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to take challah or matnas kuna to a kohen, he's only referring to those that are there from before Yontif. But those that are there on Yontif, those that were separated on Yontif, Beis Shammai will agree can be carried. So now the Gemara says just the opposite. So now according to Rav's explanation of the Mishnah, shouldn't we say Lame Rabbi Yehuda v'lo yachirim? Says the Gemara, fill time b'achirim. We could say that the Mishnah goes even according to the achirim. Just what? B'hanach the nishkatu me'emes. The achirim that say that you're not allowed to carry matanis are also only referring to matanis that you have from before Yontif. But the achirim, says the Gemara, will agree to matanis and challah that was separated on Yontif, you're allowed to carry. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're understanding the Acherim, different than we understood the Acherim before. Before we understood the Acherim holds in Beis Shammai, then no challah may be carried. No matanis may be carried. Now we're saying the Acherim are only referring to those that we have from before Yontif. So that's the exact same as Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the machlokes between Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda? Yehocha hainu Rabbi Yehuda. And so the Gemara k'minai tefela. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim will be this case. Both of them agree that if you have matanis from Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to take them. Both of them agree that matanis from today you are allowed to carry. The machlaika says, let's say you have matanis from today, or you have challah from today, that you're allowed to take, they both agree. Are you allowed to also take yesterday's because you're taking today's? Rabbi Yehuda holds, as he said explicitly, that once you're carrying permissibly today's, you could take along yesterday's. And Acherim say, yesterday's you're never allowed to take, even though you're taking today's, and you're allowed to be taking today. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Halach Rabbi Yossi. The Halach is like Rabbi Yossi's version of the Machlokes Beis Hillel, which as we explained was the most lenient version. Rav Tuvi Bereid Rav Nechemya, Havlei Garba Dechamer de Truma. He had a barrel full of wine of Truma, Oslei Kamed Rabbi Yosef. He came to Rabbi Yosef and he asked, "Omalei malam tu l'koyin ha'idna, may I carry it to the koyin on Yontif?" Omalei hocham Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul told us, "Halach Rabbi Yosef, the halach Rabbi Yosef," and we pass him like Beis Hillel's version that truma, chala, matanis koyin, both that you have from before Yontif, both that you have truma you don't have that you took on Yontif. You know, I take truma on Yontif. You're allowed to carry and deliver to the koyin on Yontif.